Christian aid workers are killed in Pakistan. Hurricane season menaces a still unsteady Haiti, and hope provides the answers to poverty's questions. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Taliban is being blamed for the murder of three foreign Christian aid workers in Pakistan. Open Doors' Carl Muller says,
"These killings are certainly going to put a certain amount of fear and concern on Christian organizations sending relief aid. Open Doors continues to work with our co-workers on the ground there, and we're going to be completely committed to resourcing the Christian church in Pakistan, despite whatever threats are made."
The bodies were recovered last Wednesday. There's concern about the cost of this attack.
The government-based agencies and others may, in fact, slow down their relief efforts, which could result in literally the deaths of millions, and exactly the same kind of thing that the Pakistan Taliban wants to occur, the withdrawal of foreign aid workers.
In spite of the risk, Open Doors and their partners won't quit.
When the love of Jesus is shown in that tangible way that relief takes place, Jesus does become the hero of the story.
You can be a part of the solution. You can find it at our website. Next, the Central African Republic, or CAR, is known as the sewer of Africa. It's one of the poorest nations in the world. It's also home to terrorists from Uganda, Congo, Chad, and Rwanda. Child soldiers are common. It seems hopeless. One Hope's President Rob Hoskins recently met with government leaders, though.
The Prime Minister is a wonderful Christian man, and he wants to see his nation transformed. They have no textbooks. They're sharing one textbook for every eight children. And so they've invited One Hope to come in and do a special edition of our Book of Hope to help teach the children.
The books could potentially shape the worldview of a nation through God's Word. Hoskins says these kids are open to Christ.
In the midst of their poverty, in the midst of the wars, they're looking for hope. And that's why we have to come in with God's Word right away. They're open to anything, which is an incredible opportunity, but it's also scary, as you see Islam moving south and seeking to make inroads into the country as well.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's the middle of hurricane season, and three storm systems are threatening the Caribbean. At one point, Hurricane Earl was headed straight for Haiti. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says,
"But it's taking a swing to the north before it gets to Hispaniola, so it looks like Haiti might be spared this one."
But if a storm was to hit, could Haiti handle it, especially with millions of people still residing in tent cities? DeHart doesn't think so.
They're going to be very vulnerable to the elements, and any severe storm is going to threaten all of those people.
So for Haiti with Love is continuing to help with the little supplies they have, all while sharing Christ.
It's one-on-one witnessing with everyone who comes through the clinic, with everyone who gets food from the food program.
Meanwhile, close to a billion people live on less than a dollar a day, and that number is growing. The issue can seem so big it's hard to know where to start making an impact. Well, that's why Bright Hope International is holding a three-day poverty summit October 5th through the 7th. Project directors will explore why this is happening and what can be done about it. This is a special event with no cost to attendees. Bright Hope is asking you to listen for how God may be moving in your life. And thanks to a generous gift from David C. Cook Ministries, Slavic Gospel Association has over 117,000 additional volumes of Russian language literature for distribution in Russia and Ukraine. The books include four titles: The Life of Christ, The Picture New Testament, Six Busy Days, and A Children's Book of Prayers. Also, SGA will be distributing 15,000 copies of Jesus the Baby to kids across the former Soviet Union. Pray seeds will be planted in readers' hearts and that they'll accept Christ's message. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Speaking of Slavic Gospel, they're giving away the free book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett. He started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. Now, the book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive as well as others? Get your free copy. Just call 1-800-995-4828. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. Just click on the link. But today is the last day. I'm Greg Yoder.